From the studios of Free Radio Santa Cruz, you're listening to Earth First Radio. Stay tuned for No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music.
You're cutting chainsaws, killing the trees. Something, everything that lives in peace. Our animal friends are on the run.
Welcome to Earth First Radio. I'm Uncle Dennis. Every week I bring you No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music for activists on the front lines of the environmental movement. In the news, you'll hear about folks who are killing the planet and the folks who have detailed information about saving what's left. They all have names, addresses, phone numbers, fax numbers, email, and web addresses. So please get a pencil or a pen and some recycled paper to write down the information, because this is not, I repeat, this is not couch potato radio. It's activist radio, and I urge you to take the information down and act on it. You really can make a difference by writing letters, sending faxes, and making phone calls when you aren't out in the woods, up in a tripod or a tree sit, or locked down at the road blockade. If you have information or announcements or comments for Earth First Radio, please keep a pencil handy and listen for the contact addresses later on in the show. And we're going to start out with some announcements, and we're going to hopefully get into some interesting stuff a little later on, but news and stuff. Anyway, here are the announcements. Catua Earth First is going to have their Summer Solstice Campout and Walk for Justice. That's occurring June 21st through June 27th at the Tellico Dam in East Tennessee. They're going to walk to Knoxville to protest the Tennessee Valley Authority's exploitation and genocide, nuclear weapons, waste production, stolen land, overpollution, desecration of indigenous cultures and rights, and Norman Zagrassi's frame-up of Leonard Peltier. They're going to rally at the TVA headquarters in Knoxville at the end of the walk on Sunday, June 27th. If you'd like more information about the Catua Earth First Summer Solstice Campout and Walk for Justice, call JJ at 828-298-1251. That's JJ, 828-298-1251. They ask you to bring food, drinking water, flashlights, rain gear, a good attitude, and leave those guns, alcohols, drugs, and dogs at home. The Ford Foundation is going to be... Pardon my sneeze there. The Ford Foundation is going to be issuing some grants here in the near future. The project managers for these grants are the Aspen Institute for Rural Economic Policy Programs and the Pynchon Institute for Conservation. If you're an organization that needs some money and you're doing domestic community-based forestry projects, the Ford Foundation has some short-term development money for you. Phase one is designed to help grantees refine their strategic plan and or project concept prior to moving on to implementation. Up to $40,000 awards will be made. There will be 15 to 20 of those. Proposals are due by July 1st. If you'd like a copy of the RFP, it's available online at www.aspeninstitute.org/rural/. That's www.aspeninstitute.org/rural/, or you could call the initiative managers at email address is forestry@aspeninstitute.org, and the phone number 202-736-3851. That's 202-736-3851. And coming up in September is the Forest Reform Rally, the Wild Utah Forest Campaign. A Project of American Lands will be co-hosting the 13th Annual Forest Reform Rally with the Forest Reform Network on September 12th, 10th through 12th, that is. Rally is north of Salt Lake City on the Wasatch Cache National Forest on the border of the High Uintas Wilderness Area. If you'd like further information and directions on how to get there, please mark your calendar for September 10th through 12th and contact Susan at 801-539-1355. That's 801-539-1355 or WUFC at xmission.com. That's WUFC at xmission.com. All right. Also coming up here in the near future, June 21st through June 28th is the 19th annual Round River Rendezvous. If you're in Earth First, you know what this is. We get together every year right around the 4th of July. In this case, it's the week before. And we hang out together. We have a fun party. We do all kinds of workshops. Even though you don't like work and you don't like shopping, you can still go to a workshop and just hang out with folks networking or doing whatever Earth First people do when they get together. Hopefully you'll wear a condom. Anyway, if you'd like more information about the Round River Rendezvous, which is going to take place on the southern border of Colorado, about 80 miles north of Santa Fe, New Mexico, here's a number to call. Let's see here. That's 520-620-1839. 520-620-1839, or you can write to the 1999 Round River Rendezvous at P.O. Box 3412, Tucson, Arizona, 85722. That's Round River Rendezvous 99, P.O. Box 3412, Tucson, Arizona, 85722. And speaking about action, the situation is escalating in Albion, California. The Save the Redwoods Boycott the GAC campaign is telling folks about the Fisher Family's Logging Company, known as the Mendocino Redwood Company. It's they're the folks that own the Gap, Old Navy, and a bunch of other stores. And what'd they do? Well, they bought up a bunch of old redwood leftovers up in Mendocino County, and they're just logging the daylights out of it. There's a tree sit up there, and things are getting down, getting bad, and the Fisher family, Sandy Dean and John Fisher, are the family frontmen for logging operation. They continue to ignore pleas from activists and phone calls from the public asking them to stop cutting near slide areas. It's bad enough they're taking out the last decent wildlife habitat in Albion. Least they can do is not take it out near slide areas by the river. Here's a couple of phone numbers. Sandy Dean at 707-485-8731. 707-485-8731. Or John Fisher, 415-392-3600. Tell these folks to protect the Albion. Anyway, as I mentioned, the Albion tree sit is still up. The Bear Creek tree sit is still up. The Mattole River tree sit is still up. And it's in Northern California. In Oregon, Fall Creek is up, and Windberry is up. And unfortunately, I got news this evening that the Forest Service climbers are taking down the tree sits at Eagle Creek. Early this afternoon, they came in there and started pulling people out of the trees. And as of about 7 o'clock tonight, the 10th of June, folks were being pulled down out of the trees. We'll have more word about that next week. And up in Washington, they're going to be having an action camp at the Gifford Pinchot National Forest July 9th through July 12th. So you can go to the rendezvous and still have time to come back for the Washington Action Camp. More information, 360-867-9054. That's 360-867-9054 for the action camp up in Washington on the Gifford Pinchot. If you'd like to send email, send it to Kim2, K-I-M, and the number 2, at chickmail.com. That's C-H-I-C-K-M-A-I-L.com. Kim2 at chickmail.com for the Washington Action Camp July 9th through 12th. Alrighty. In action news from Washington, some activists have locked down at the Plum Creek headquarters. On June 7th at 1 p.m., Earth Firsters from Olympia in Seattle went into the headquarters of Plum Creek Timber Company in downtown Seattle. The activists were there demanding to speak to Plum Creek CEO Rick Hawley about backing out of the infamous I-90 land exchange between the Forest Service and Plum Creek. Three of the activists locked to each other with kryptonite bicycle locks to be sure that they were heard that day. They were told that Hawley was out of town that day on vacation. Instead of Hawley, the activists were greeted by Plum Creek Vice President Bill Brown. Brown was somewhat concerned if the presence of U-locked activists in the lobby would be disconcerting for visiting Japanese clients. Brown offered to meet with the activists in a nearby room, and after an hour of discussion, Brown agreed in writing to set up a meeting with the group and CEO Hawley. No arrests were made at the action, although three of the activists remained locked together. The meeting will take place tomorrow at 9 a.m. That's Friday, June 11th. The I-90 land exchange would give 17,000 acres of public land to Plum Creek. The company would acquire rare roadless low-elevation old-growth forest in the Gifford-Pinchot National Forest. Two of these roadless areas are Watch Mountain near Randall, Washington, and Fossil Creek near Mount St. Helens Regional Volcanic Monument. Throughout the negotiations for the exchange, the public had very little say in the process. This culminated last fall with the passage of Senator Slade Gorton's last-minute rider to the omnibus appropriations, which legislated the land exchange. Plum Creek used heavy-handed tactics such as threatening to log in sensitive areas in order to ensure a quick resolution to the deal. Plum Creek is the great-grandchild of Northern Pacific Railroad. In 1864, Congress gave Northern Pacific 40 million acres of public land originally taken from the Northwest Natives. Northern Pacific was to use the acquired lands to build railroads through the West in order to settle the western states. Northern Pacific was in turn supposed to resell the lands back to settlers for $2.50 an acre. Most of the lands were never sold back as Northern Pacific spun off into resource extraction companies, which in turn eventually gave birth to Plum Creek in 1989. Plum Creek, also known as the Darth Vader of the timber industry for its clear cutting along I-90, is notorious for its logging practices. Plum Creek currently has more land exchanges in the works than any other timber company. We are at a critical point right now. The deeds are scheduled to change hands on July 18th. If this happens, reacquisition of these lands should be a top priority. Funds exist for the acquisition of sensitive lands throughout the Little Used Land and Water Conservation Fund. No compromise. And here's an action alert. Help is needed now to protect the Big Sur coast. This year, the U.S. Forest Service has an opportunity to protect several willing seller lands available for acquisition along the Big Sur coast of California. In order for these lands to be protected, the U.S. Congress must appropriate $7.5 million for the Los Padres National Forest through the Land and Water Conservation Fund in fiscal year 2000. Members of Congress are currently deciding which projects will receive an appropriation from this limited funding source, and your help is needed to ensure that funds are allocated for land acquisition along the Big Sur coast. Wide expanses of grassy meadows, dense redwood forests, and rugged cliffs characterize the world-renowned Big Sur coastline. The Los Padres National Forest, along with numerous state parks and county-protected lands, offers coordinated protection of and public access to much of this nationally significant resource area. The U.S. Forest Service has maintained an extensive ongoing land acquisition program on an as-available basis, complemented by continuing state, county, and private conservation efforts to protect key resource properties in the Los Padres National Forest for the millions of visitors who are drawn to this scenic area each year. This year, there are willing seller properties available for protection along the Big Sur coastline. The administration has requested $5 million for these acquisitions, but the willing seller opportunities are available now, total $7.5 million. Please write or call your senators or representatives and ask them to appropriate $7.5 million through the Land and Water Conservation Fund in fiscal year 2000 to acquire these key inholdings within the Los Padres National Forest along the Big Sur coast. Without your help, these lands may be lost to development. Here's some telephone numbers to contact. Senator Dianne Feinstein, 202-224-3841. That's 202-224-3841. Or Senator Barbara Boxer, her number, 202-224-3553. That's 202-224-3553. And Representative Sam Farr at 202-225-2861. That's Sam Farr, 202-225-2861. All right. Take action. Save the South Fork of the Elk River. The Elk River drainage
Originating on Pacific Lumber land just southeast of Eureka, California, is home to one of the last surviving populations of coho salmon in the state. Over the past decade, PL has ravaged the North Fork of the Elk River, resulting in dramatically increased sedimentation, frequent flooding, and damage to the property of downstream neighbors. The South Fork, however, until recently largely owned by the Elk River Timber Company. Only two destructive logging plans were carried out in this watershed in the past few years, compared to the dozens in the North Fork. The Headwaters deal resulted in the transfer of some of this property to the public, but most of it ended up in the hands of Pacific Lumber. Late in 1997, the Elk River Timber Company proposed a timber harvest plan for a whopping 705 acres situated on the steep hillside above the South Fork of the Elk River. The plan was approved by the Department of Forestry in 1998, despite the concerns of other state and federal agencies. The Elk River Timber never started the logging plan, and when Headwaters' deal went through, the plan became ripe for Pacific Lumber's picking. Making matters worse, the plan area is surrounded on all sides by the new Headwaters Reserve. For some inexplicable reason, state and federal negotiators elected to purchase only a small buffer zone along the South Fork of the Elk River, leaving the entire mountainside above the river in Pacific Lumber's hands. The plan extends from the South Fork all the way to the top of the ridgetop boundary of the main preserve. In essence, there is a big hole in the Headwaters Preserve, and this plan would carve it to pieces. Last week, agency officials met to decide what to do about the plan. Incredibly, they chose to allow Pacific Lumber to go ahead and log without even bringing the plan into conformance with the new Habitat Conservation Plan. This smacks of a complete giveaway to Pacific Lumber, one that could have enormous impacts on the few coho salmon still struggling to survive in the Elk River. What to do? Call, fax, or write to Andrea Tuttle, the newly appointed director of the California Department of Forestry, and tell her to stop logging in the hole in the Headwaters. THP 520 will further imperil the few wild coho salmon still remaining in the South Fork of the Eel River. Stop THP 197 520. And here's the phone numbers. Area code 916-445-2841. That's 916-445-2841. All right. And you can also write to the Governor, Gray Davis, at the State Capitol Building, Sacramento, California, 95814. So, let's see. Here's another phone number, 916-653-7772. 916-653-7772. And greetings from the branches of Luna. With the last-minute completion of the Headwaters Forest Agreement between federal and state authorities and Pacific Lumber Maxam Corporation, many people have been led to believe that the forest and environmental issues here on the north coast of California are resolved. Others are trying to figure out exactly what to believe and how to separate truth from fiction and so-called science from actual biological needs for the forest and the watershed. In the midst of it all, I am being asked, why am I still up here? The Luna Tree Sit and I continue, for 18 months now, as do the work of many other activists, because the Headwaters Forest Agreement is based on politics and profit instead of the true needs of all interconnected species. Under this deal, steep slopes and streams still lack necessary protection. Luna and this hillside, along with thousands of other acres, just as magnificent and vital, are slated to be destroyed, and devastating clear-cutting and subsequent herbicide spraying practices are locked into place for the next 50 years. There's also a 700-acre parcel known as the Hole in the Headwaters that was traded to Pacific Lumber to log that we just talked about, that THP 520, seriously jeopardizing the health of the forest and the species that require it intact in order to survive. On top of this, local communities are continuing to suffer devastation of water quality, air quality, and property values because of the government's refusal to address their needs and serious concerns about the Headwaters Agreement. Obviously, we still have much work to do. We are continuing to call upon our legislative leaders to enact laws that will provide for true sustainability of life for all species, as well as to implement emergency rules for the areas that have been seriously impacted by the continuous and blatant destructive logging practices here on the North Coast. Please get involved now. We have the power to change our world. This is not an issue of whether or not we can make a difference. The truth is, we do make a difference. Everything we do, say, and think shapes our reality. It is time we join our bodies, minds, and hearts, spirits, and voices, and call for the peace on earth and peace within the earth. peace with the Earth. Please get involved in whatever ways you can, but please do it now. The legacy of all life depends on it. Thank you, love and light, Julia Butterfly. And she's been up 180 feet in the air for... let's see if this is our call. Hello, Free Radio Santa Cruz.
Hi there, this is Julia Butterfly.
Hello, Julia, how are you?
Doing well, thank you. How are you?
We're doing fine. This is Uncle Dennis, and we're on Earth First Radio. And from the studios of Free Radio Santa Cruz, and all the Earth First folks in Santa Cruz would like to congratulate you on 18 months of continuous action for the Earth.
Well, thank you so much. And actually, on these days that are being marked as anniversary, like the what began with 100 days, and then the 6 months, and then the year, and now the year and a half, I like to take these days to honor and celebrate the people who have helped me make it this long. Because for me, you know, every day of living is a joyous celebration, and every day that I get to live my life in honor and service of the Earth is joy and an absolute reason to celebrate as far as I'm concerned. And oftentimes the focus is on me, but I could not have made this action, a year and a half long action now, without the help of my tremendous ground support crew and the local community and outside larger community, I shouldn't say outside, but the larger extended family community who have donated food and supplies and money for phone bills and things like that to help keep it continue. So my thanks to all of those wonderful people.
All right. And how can folks help to continue to help you out? And I read your appeal published on the 5th of June to the folks just a few moments ago before you called.
Oh, great.
And wondered if there's anything you want folks here to do specifically.
Well, right now I believe that the Board of Forestry here in California, under the appointment of Governor Davis and under his governorship, is like a seesaw. It's teeter-tottering, and it has the ability to go one way or the other, and you can bet that the corporations like Maxam Corporation here in Humboldt County and the Gap Fisher Family Corporation in Mendocino and the various timber industry here on the North Coast in California, they're taking action every single day, and they're applying pressure every single day to our agencies and representatives to try and get them to peter into the direction of destruction and disrespect and violence against the Earth and Earth's people. So we've got to decide to make it our own personal commitment to take action in a positive way every single day. And in doing that, we have to look at, first of all, our role in the corporate and government structure as it is today. We, the people, have the power to shape our world because everything that we do and say makes a difference. So taking that on a very personal level, looking at what we consume, looking at what we do every single moment of every single day, and deciding that we're going to teeter that teeter-totter in the opposite direction, that seesaw into the opposite direction of one that's more sustainable and positive, and to put pressure either through phone or through writing using scraps of paper and reused envelopes or through the wild world of computer email on Governor Davis, Andrea Tuttle, and Mary Nichols.
And we read those phone numbers just a moment ago. And
wonderful.
I'll repeat that just when we get off the air. I want to thank you for everything that you've done. Unfortunately, we're out of time for this interview. But I want to personally thank you and wish you all the best in the coming summer. You've got a 30-second plan for the summer?
To continue giving it my all.
All right.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Julia.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, Julia Butterfly from 180 feet up, a redwood tree called Luna in Northern California. And that's it for Earth First Radio for right now. If you want to get your news, announcements, or comments from your bioregion to Earth First Radio, send us email at cruzef@cruzio.com. That's C-R-U-Z-E-F. At cruzio.com, or send those letters, donations, CDs, cassettes, or whatever to Earth First Radio. P.O. Box 344, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. Once again, that's Earth First Radio, P.O. Box 344, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. Be sure to send those announcements at least 3 weeks in advance. If you'd like more in-depth news and information about the Earth First movement, subscribe to the Earth First Journal there at P.O. Box 1415, Eugene, Oregon, 97440. That's the Earth First Journal, P.O. Box 1415, Eugene, Oregon, 97440. And Earth First Radio is being rebroadcast on a growing number of free speech and non-commercial radio stations. If you found us on the web at radioforall.web.net, ask your local station to download this show and rebroadcast it. Our theme music was written and performed by Daryl Cherney from the CD Keep It Wild. Earth First Radio is affiliated with the Earth First Radio Network. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening, and please tune in again. And that's it for Earth First Radio.